Sports Central. Sports Central.
Basketball could not be on a more of an upturn all around the world, including Australia. The sort of success our team, the Boomers, have had, the Opals, and the talent that you'll see playing on screen with Fox this year is second to none. Couldn't be prouder of the teams and the talent they've brought in. It's going to be an amazing competition. You can definitely look for what we call now the game of entertainment. For us, it's about creating the basketball to be the best entertainment in sport. So that's our only goal. We're aiming for the top, and this night is where it all starts.
Well, the NBL is back on our TV screens in a big way, live at the moment, New Zealand 32, Townsville 25. All the matches this week have been on Fox Sports. There's going to be some free-to-air coverage on Channel 9 as well. Ryan Mobilia from Hook Media is going to be with us to touch on a few different topics over the summer, but today talking about the relaunching of the NBL. Ryan, a great passionate basketball man. Good to catch up.
Thanks, Brett. It's great to be chatting to you.
Good to have NBL, all games on the TV. I must say I've tuned in since Wednesday night. We've had some close games. We've had some one-sided games. Obviously, a couple of little teething issues, but that's going to happen. But just the fact that basketball is back on the TV is a real positive tick.
Absolutely. I think, there's been so many positives, as you said. I mean, just having it on TV now means that the people that aren't the diehards that were, digging for it when it wasn't on TV and trying to find it in the live stream, they can now just flick across and find it as something to watch on a Friday night or a Thursday night, and that's how you can get them in there. The fact that it's been that all games are on live in HD, there's one on Sunday on Nine Network as well, it just means that you can grab those people in that are the casual fans and try and convince them. As Larry said in his little audio clip there, there's some great players out here at the moment, and there's a great product on the floor. Now more people get a chance to see it.
Yeah, condensed into eight teams. In fact, I was watching Ryan, Big Nathan Jaywai last night, and he is just a massive unit who we haven't seen always playing here in the NBL. But gee, just to have a guy like that for his side, the Wildcats, who have traditionally been up there contending for so many years now. I mean, just to have a player of his sort of quality and size, and I mean, he's sort of a draw card just on his own.
Absolutely. I mean, he's someone that brings viewers. He's someone that you'll stick on the channel on Foxtel or on Channel 9 and see what he can do, because he stands out so much. People have heard of him. Look, he plays in the Olympic team. Like, this is some of the other thing as well. We're getting some really quality players here. Nate Jawai is one of them, hasn't been here for a while, but he's super exciting to watch. And so, there's more chance for people to get to know those players now.
Just your observations since it all tipped off again on Wednesday night. Do you think the rebranding has been successful? Just give us your take on the coverage and what you've seen. And even going back, I mean, the announcements have been one after the other the last 4 or 5 months, whether it's, a TV deal, signing up really good corporate sponsors, just the rebranding, I suppose, of the media side, the social media, the presentation of the website. There have just been so many things going on to reposition basketball in such a competitive sporting market.
Yeah, that's right. And I think, Davin Scargetta, someone we both know, wrote an article this week about the NBL needing to hold a funeral for the 90s. Everyone keeps comparing it to the 90s. I think times have moved on. We've got a super exciting new product now, and it's time to start enjoying some of the new ways that it's being played. As you said, it started with the website. The new logo, they made a real effort to rebrand. New logo, new website, the sponsors coming on board. One thing I've really loved is the new NBL Live app, which makes it super easy to follow along with games or see what's happening, the scores, really user-friendly. I think that's a massive tick for me. And, of course, my social media background, I've been looking closely at the way they've been sharing content on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. A lot more video content. Mm. Now you can see these sort of rapid replays of things that have happened in terms of video. So if you're not watching the game, you can still see the great athleticism and, of course, the sponsors on the court and the teams. But, plenty of positives.
Will it simply be the addition of teams to make it a full competition, Ryan, that we can then genuinely say the NBL will be back? If Brisbane get added like we expected to, and possibly a second Melbourne team, and I'm not sure if any other markets are maybe in the frame, that we can then say, okay, the NBL is back in a big way. Or can the NBL progress to the level that it wants to be with the current teams existing?
Well, I think, they've been smart in terms of not wanting to stretch themselves too thin just yet. They've made such a massive leap from last year. Last year, I actually spoke to someone yesterday who thought, and he listens to SEN enough, he just thought that they'd taken a season off, But this year, it's all over the place. The branding's all over Melbourne, particularly. United obviously does a great job, led by Larry, who, did a great job last year too, but he spread that to the whole league. I think that, you know, the content on the floor, on the court, has to be great still. But it can only go from strength to strength if they, you know, bring in some more big location teams.
No doubt. And if I just direct their attention to the girls for a moment, because you've been a passionate follower like I have of the Women's National Basketball League, and we believe there is some announcement coming up in the next couple of weeks regarding a possible TV deal. And I did watch a bit of the live stream of the Boomers last night, a great quality production against Adelaide. I think a few of the clubs are going to do that throughout the course of the year. You know, I always refer it back to the ANZ Netball Championship, you know, all their matches on Fox Sports. Can we get to a stage, Ryan, where the WNBL can have the same prominence TV-wise that the NBL has now?
Well, I think we know that the players are good enough. You know, it's not an issue with, you know, the successful players being on the court. We've got Olympians, we've got gold medalists playing. The quality on the court is there for the WNBL. You know, I think it comes down to the sponsors, I guess, and it comes down to the money, unfortunately. Look, I would love to see, you know, the WNBL on TV like the ANZ Championship is. You know, we used to have one game a week with the ABC, and, you know, I logged into the live stream last night, but again, you're not going to catch that casual fan and get them on board through a live stream because you have to go searching through it. So, look, hopefully something comes from that free-to-air deal or even Foxtel down the line.
Absolutely. And just one on Melbourne United. It's obviously close to home for us. We're going to have some coverage from 3 o'clock this afternoon with Brett Thomas down at Hisense Arena. You're right. Since Michael Slipoy and Larry Kesterman came on board, they were the owners of Dodo a couple of years ago, they've certainly tried to really boost the game day experience, moving it to bigger stadiums like Hisense and Margaret Court Arena. I think they're giving a car away at the game today. If you want to head down to see some basketball action, they're hoping for a crowd maybe between 5,000 and 10,000. I mean, they seem to be the leader for what a lot of clubs should be doing and really getting out and promoting your club.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, you see it just around Melbourne now. You see it on billboards, you see it in bus stops. They've been really positive and, you know, consistent with their email marketing, reaching out to even junior clubs as well. So, you know, I really liked what they've done. On top of that, they've put together a really solid team. So, you know, I think they're the favourites for this season, you know, which is going to be, you know, wins, more excitement. And, yeah, so, you know, their game should be rocking this season.
Well, some thumbs up, round one. It's good to watch it on the TV. We'll see how it pans out across the course of the season. But a lot of hard work has gone into the rebranding of the NBL. And a lot of people should be proud, and I suppose it's the time now where they've got to get it right because it's had some starts, it's had some misfires, and now they need to cement it as part of the Australian sporting calendar. Thanks, Ryan. Really appreciate it. We'll keep in touch.
No worries, Brett. Great to chat.